Welcome to Timebender Talks, the ultimate destination for professional photographers. This weekly podcast is hosted by Peggy MacArthur, a certified professional photographer with over 30 years' experience and the creator of the Headshot Strategist Certification Program. Peggy interviews a diverse range of experts in business, branding, marketing, networking, and photography. So whether you've been doing this for years or you're just starting out, we've got you covered. Oh, and don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on our latest episodes filled with tips, insights, and lots of fun.
Yay! I am so excited to have my friend here with me today. Colleen, thank you for agreeing to come back and be on the podcast again. I am always excited to chat with you.
Appreciate you having me back, Miss Peggy.
So for those who are like living under a rock and have never seen anything of mine, don't know who you are, please introduce yourself and tell us where you are in your journey and what you're passionate about.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm Colleen Struby. I'm known as the follow-up fortune finder. I help people all around the world find the right places to network, figure out what to say when they're there. And then most importantly is how do I build that relationship with those people I met to enhance not only my life, their life, and the lives of the people around the world.
So why would you say it's important for people to actually not just connect, but follow up and really make those deep relationships?
Yeah, well, the easiest way is that you're not going to know what someone needs by the first 30 seconds that you might meet them. You know, if you're at a networking event and people stand up and give your 30-second infomercials, as we call them, right? One, they're not going to know what you do because, you know, yes, we can kind of tell us what we do in 30 seconds, but they don't get to know you in 30 seconds. And you don't get to know what problems that you could solve for them. So everyone is at a different place in their journey, right? So we need to find out where they are in the journey so we can give them the right solutions to the problems they're looking for.
I think for me, when I do networking things, I don't think about like, can you be my next client? I think about, hey, I want to know if I like you and if I can like, you know, connect with you, because whether they're my next client or not, if they like me, they probably know somebody that's eventually going to say, oh, I need a photographer. I need to do this. And they're like, you know what? I met this photographer at this event. You should call her, And so I think that it's important to not think like, because I feel like too many times when we're out networking, we're like trying to pitch ourselves, just mm-hmm. pitch ourselves. And nobody likes to be pitched to. Like, I give this example. I had met someone and I was like, thought we kind of connected. And I was like, so excited. And they were like, hey, you want to hang out sometime? And this was during the pandemic. I was like, yeah. So we jumped on, you know, line. And I thought like I was going to like get to hang out with her and literally within 30 seconds, she's like, so I sell these vitamins. And I was like, oh my God, like I've been had like, and nobody likes that. So nobody also likes like, you know, hey, you know, can I do your pictures? Like, yeah. You know, it's a fine line because people have to know what you do. Because on the flip side of that is you don't ever let people know what you're doing and they don't know who, you know, how to recommend you or when they need your services. So how would you say is the best way to like not be obnoxious in the pitching, but also really letting people know, hey, this is what I do.
Yeah, I think a lot of times you need to look at it as like you're not trying to necessarily sell to the person that's in the room when you're networking, right? You're looking for, as we talked about, like those strategic connections, those partners, those people that you could do other projects with like that people who also serve your ideal client, right? So those are the people you're really looking for in those networking things, because they're going to lead you to way more people than just the 10, 20, 30, 50 people that are in that room at that time, right? And it's really just looking at, and like you said, it's kind of a delicate dance of figuring out like, well, how much do I tell them about what I do so they know, but they don't feel like I'm trying to sell them, right? So, and a lot of times there's ways you can do that. Like if you have something, you know, a free offer that you do, sometimes that's like you could end it with, hey, or you preface when you're talking to people, like, I want you to understand what I do. So when you meet somebody who has this need, this problem, you'll be able to, you know, think of me and refer me. And like, I sometimes think people are like, I've gone to networking and I've been in that same thing, right? You go to a networking, they're like, oh, let's do a one-to-one. And I usually do the 5 minutes of family, you know, that's the form, you know, what do they do for family? What do they do for fun? And, you know, all that. And like, I did like my little intro, and then I was expecting them to do their little intro. And 20 minutes later, after a slide presentation, I'm like, oh no. And they were kind of like, well, now what? Like, well, what do you think? I'm like, what do you mean? What do I think? You didn't even qualify me to see if I needed life insurance, right?
Right.
And so now I kind of stop people quicker, because I give people the benefit of the doubt, at least the first time, right? It's the first time they do it. I'm like, okay, someone did not train them. They're new, they're excited. You know, a lot of times you get it when people are, you know, they get into a new business, they're looking, you know, they're just excited, right? So they get overly excited to share what they're doing, you know? And so you give them the first, you know, I give them somewhat of a pass. But then after that, it's like, you know, big corporate, it tends to be that way, right? It's the big financial firms, the big insurance companies and things like that. They have a system that works. It's just a number system, right? It's like, oh, how many people can I churn through to see, because they know that if I meet with 10 people, you know, 5 people will say, yes, they'll meet with me again. If I, you know, and then of that 5, 3 will listen in, and of that, you know, 1 person will buy, right? So there's a formula. They know what it is. But it's, you know, when you're out networking, that's just not going to work, right? Especially nowadays, like everyone, we can find whatever we need on the internet, right? It's like, we can find whatever. We're really looking to make connections with people. We're looking like, who can really take me from where I am right now to where I want to go.
And I feel like not only that, but if you're an entrepreneur, you're running a photography business, you're doing that because you don't like the corporate, you don't want to go spend all your time reaching these big numbers. You want to like really narrow it down, build some relationships, have some fun. You know, for me, I've done the networking groups, and I've done, you know, all the things, and I still do the virtual networking groups. But my biggest places that I network for my photography business is events. So, you know, somebody will need a photographer for an event or, you know, something. And I'm like, yeah, I'll do that. Even though it may not make me a lot of money, I know that, like, for instance, for me, I'm a headshot photographer. Actors are my main clientele. So if somebody's having an event, a red carpet or something, and the venue needs a photographer, I'm like, yeah. Why? Because I have every single person that's in that room. I have a one-on-one with them. Like, they're on the red carpet. Yep. I'm talking to them. I'll give them a quick tip how to pose and how to always look good. And I'm like, but a lot of times people will assume, well, I'm an event photographer. Well, I am not an event photographer. So I let them know, like, oh, and I have a QR code right here. And, you know, I do headshots, or, you know, I'm actually a headshot photographer. So, you know, think of me or tell somebody. Right. But I have literally, when I'm doing an event, I literally have a one-on-one with everyone in the building. Like, there could be 500 people there, and I get a one-on-one with every single person. And not, you know, that, so it's like a a good way for me to meet people. And, you know, I'm not going to pitch everyone, but I am going to, like, they're going to remember, like, who is that? And I always have a sign with my QR code, Headshots by Peggy. And, you know, so people know, even if I don't say it out loud, they can, like, who is that? Oh, I want to grab her number because I want to make sure I get the pictures she took from the event and blah, 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 blah. So, you know, be creative and really talking to people and really putting relationships first, I think.
Yeah, and you could do that. I mean, if we're talking, you know, photographer, I mean, any local networking group that you're going to go to, they're starved for people to come in and take photos for them, right? Because they want the social, you know, the social proof. They want to be able to put it out on social media. And it's the same kind of thing. Is all you have to do is go in and say, oh, well, you know, if they're having a networking meeting, oh, well, can I shoot your event for you? And you know, and maybe you do it as a loss leader initially, or you do it for free and say, hey, this is my value add. You know, can I get up in front? Because a lot of times if you donate your service, right, they're going to give you the opportunity to stand up in front of the room, promote what you do. They're going to give you thanks. They're going to put you on their website. So, I mean, that exposure is almost, you know, priceless when you're looking at, you know, especially bigger events and stuff, because you don't know who that next person who's in that room going, you know, I have this big event coming up for this charity thing and I could use a photographer, and that, you know, then they're going to use them because they've seen what you've done. So
I always like talk very negatively about like trade for print, it's called in the industry, like, hey, I'm a model and I need pictures for my portfolio and you're a photographer and you need pictures for your portfolio, so you shoot me and we can just both use these. And I'm like, no, like they can pay you, you know, you can, you know. But it's different when it's like, hey, I'm going to be in a room of, you know, 20, 30, 40 people, and I'm going to be on their website as their photographer. And it's different. That's a different value.
Yeah, you have to look what you're the trade off, right? It's like,
yeah, exactly.
Is that really good? But, you know, like you said, if it's something,
but if it's like Chamber of Commerce, a networking group, something like that, or even better, a charity, a community charity that you actually like and want to get involved in. Like, I'm always doing stuff for organizations, even if it's not like me going, it's like, hey, do you want me to capture this event so that you can put this up on your website to promote your next event next month, you know? And have those pictures. And then that's value because you're out there meeting people and it's not just like somebody trying to scam you out of a free, free session.
Oh, well, we'll get them. We always do it for free. Yeah. You gotta watch, you know, there's a limit, right? You know, so for me, I tend to like, if there's networking events, I run a lot of networking meetings for people or stuff, because I look at that as exposure for myself, right? It's like, if I'm running the meeting, everybody kind of has to look at me and see, you know, and that kind of stuff. And I'm not one that's like, oh, I have to have the mic, but I know that if I support them or if I, you know, help out in getting, you know, introducing or doing something like that, then that's a way to get yourself out there, get that exposure that you may not get in another time. So even if you're going to a networking, you know, going up to the person who's doing it, saying, you know, how can I support you? How can I help? You know, it just helps them remember you. It helps the people who are going remember you. It's, you know, we talk about that, you know, like trust and remember factor, right? So it's all about, you know, how can I make an impression?
Absolutely. And also, I think it's really important that we learn to communicate clearly while we're building those relationships, because if they don't know who you are and what you do, they may like you, they may trust you, but like, they're not going to remember who they're supposed to tell people, like, what did she do again? Yeah. For me, I always have a camera in my face, so most people have a good idea.
Yeah, I know at one point, like, I was doing the registration table, which I thought would be perfect, right? Because you see everybody coming in and checking them in and stuff. But I later found out that, yeah, that's not the best place to be if you want to really do what I was doing. I'm the person that like introduces people to other people. So I'm all about connecting.
You're the I know a guy.
It's like, I know this person. Oh, you need to talk to this person. And sitting at the registration table was not let me do that, right? It was like people come in, they fill their form out, they get, okay, and they were gone. They were off networking. I'm like, yeah, this isn't the right place for me. So it's just trying to figure out where you fit in to those things. And then, it's like, oh yeah, this is a good fit. This is going to be, because you want it to be a win-win for everybody, right? So right. It's not just like, you don't want to like volunteer and do something that you realize that isn't going to be a good fit for you. Then you get, it was like, oh, I don't want to do this. And then you get, where I moved to doing like visitor host, where I was actually able to connect the people and then introduce them to somebody else. And that fit my expertise much better. So
I found that, for almost 35 years, I've been a professional photographer. I've had a studio. I work with, families, portraits, headshots, whatever it may be. And I knew how to communicate that. I was really clear on that because I've been doing it for so long. But when I moved to this, when I added this in, I still have a studio going, but when I added this to it where I help photographers, I realized it was really hard for me to find the way to communicate what I did. And so I imagine that photographers that are starting out, it's still new to them. And finding that voice, finding how to communicate what you do is, the 1 minute pitch, it seems like it should be super easy, but how can you concisely without saying, oh, and I do this and I can do that and I can do that. Like, oh, and you know what I can do? It's like, how can you like sum it all together and make a powerful introduction and introduce yourself and start building those relationships? Do you have any tips for that?
Well, yeah, you always want to be unique, which makes it even more of a challenge, right? Because you're like, oh wait, how can I be different than the last person that maybe came in here or something? So it's like looking at how can you word it differently, what can you say, but also really thinking about like what problem do you solve for that person, right? And versus sometimes people say, oh, I'll take a realtor's, right? Because that's an easy, like people are like, oh, well, I help people buy a house. Well, okay, but that's not the, I mean, yes, they kind of, if they need a house, that's the problem. But most of the time, there's more underlying to that, right? Like they want to beg your house because they need more room or they need less room or something. So when you're thinking about like explaining what you do, figure out like maybe you have a niche, and sometimes that's great to niche down to this is the area in which you're going to do. I know in my networking travels, I've met lots of different photographers, and some of them, focused on school sports, right? So they were the school's sport photographer. So like if you had a kid that was going for a scholarship, that's the person you wanted to call, because they knew, they got it down to a science. They knew what the people were looking for. They, it wasn't just your, the mom taking the picture of the kid playing, right? It's like this photographer really understood what to capture, right? And to make it unique. So look at that, like look at your, like, what is that niche that you're looking at? And then really figure out like how can you explain what you do as a solution to a problem?
Yes. How can that be a solution to a problem? I used to introduce myself in my portrait photography as, when people say, what do? I'd say, I sell time travel.
Yeah.
Because was like, what? Oh, I capture your most important memories and I allow you to travel back in time and visit them anytime you want. Mm-hmm.
That kind of stuff sticks, right? That is something someone's going to remember, right? Versus if someone just comes in and says, I'm a photographer. I take, headshots. So if you need a new headshot for your LinkedIn or whatever, Right. Call me, right? They're going to be I create impactful
first impressions.
Oh, right.
Well, I need a first impression. I need to make sure my impression, you know? Right. So think of a way like that, that's something that catches people's attention and it really says what you do. Because now I'm a headshot photographer. So that's literally what I do, is I create impactful, effective first impressions. And then I maybe tell them why do you need a good first impression? You know, we live in a digital driven world. Your first impression happens online most of the time. So you can be in control of that. And,
you want them to stop, right? It's going to be something that's eye catching, that, you know, oh, you know, kind of thing, or convey, right? I know when you do headshots too, it's like, you know, if you're doing a headshot, you know, for say LinkedIn, you want to convey, like, how do you want to convey? You want to convey that you're, you know, competent or friendly, or, you know, what is it about what you do that you want them to take away from just looking at that image?
Absolutely. Well, those are really good tips on communication. And we always talk about follow-up. Once you meet somebody, what do you know? Like, I know there's like percentages out there, but the percentages are, it's obvious. A lot of people, because we've done it, we meet 20 people and we're all excited. We have these 20 new people that we met at this event. And then a week later, we haven't talked to any of them. We haven't done any of the things. And so those 20 people and all that adrenaline and excitement, oh, I met new leads. I met new people that are going to send me to their friends. And then nothing. Follow-up is also so important.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people get, I know this is how I was in the past, right? It's like you walk into a room, there's 20 people there. I was a card collector, right? I mean, I can't tell you the number of tubs that I still have here of business cards. I probably have 10,000 plus, right? Of people that you connect, you grab the cards. It's like, oh yeah, every card, it's the person I want to meet, right? And the problem is like, everybody is busy, right? So if you've collected 20, they've collected 20, you know, it really comes down to, you know, when you go to a networking event, you know, go in with the intention of meeting 2-3, no more than say 5 people, right? That you really want to have a connection, a next call with, right? And then also figure out like, who are those people, right? We talked about like, are they going to be your strategic partners that you want to meet, or do you want to meet somebody that has a connection to a particular industry? You know, most of the time, like you said, you're not going to meet that next client. You might, right? It happens, but a lot of times it's not necessarily going to be, oh yeah, oh my gosh, I needed a photographer and good thing you walked in this room, right? You know, kind of thing. It happens, but not normally, right? So, but really, you know, set those intentions of, you know, 3-5 people is good. It's something you can do. You can manage to follow up with those people in the next 24, 48 hours, right? And if it's a type of networking group that you're going to on a regular basis, do these 5 people this time and do the next 5 the next time, right? And the cool thing is, if they need you, they're going to call you, right? If they want to follow up with you, then they'll initiate, and that's okay, right? It's okay if you're not the first person to initiate. It's what you do once you have that meeting and that connection.
Yeah, absolutely. So Colleen, I want to pitch you a little bit. I think that I know you're actually one of the teachers in my program, and anybody that's in my program, they have access to you and, you know, to work with you. But I want to open it up to the people that are listening to this podcast. I think everybody here should at least schedule a call with Colleen and talk to her and pick her brain about networking and following up, because literally an expert in this field, and you have like this really cool program and the whole things. So in the description, click on the link and just get on her calendar and like just hang out, and you will not regret it, because, well, I mean, Colleen's my friend, so clearly she's cool because I only hang out with cool people.
I passed the Peggy test, so yeah.
But Colleen, thank you so much for taking the time to hang out with me today. This is very informative.
Love it.
Thank you.
Thanks,
all right, bye-bye.
Dave.